Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone, we are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yud. The Gemara brings a Maisa, Hahu Shtara Davakosev Shis Shnin Yiseirisa. There was a shtar that came in front of the Rabbonon, that the date in the shtar was 6 years after the date of the day. Which means Rashi says, for example, Kigoin Shayoim de Mishnas Chamish Meos Lamalchus Yavon. It was the 500th year to the Malchus of Yavon. Uboy Hayakos of Mishnas Chamish Meos Vesheishanim. And it said in the Shtar 506 years. So the date was 6 years after the real date. So the Gemara says, Savar Rabbanon Kamei de Rova Lamemar Hai Shtar Mo'ocherhu. This Shtar is a Shtar Mo'ocher. Ni Akve Adamata Zimne Veloy Tarif. So we're going to hold it until the date is correct, which will be in 6 years, v'loy tarif, and you cannot collect within those 6 years. Now, the Shach in Chayish Mishpat Simon Mem Gimel brings a raya from this Gemara that the din with a shtar mo'ocher is that you cannot use it to collect, which means like this. The Mishnah says in Masech Shviyas that a shtar muktam is posel and a shtar mo'ocher is kasha, but it doesn't say what the din with the shtar mo'ocher is. Could we collect? Could we not collect? So the Shach says that this Gemara here is a raya that one is not permitted to collect because the Rabbanon thought that it was a shtar mo'ocher. And what did they say? They said, na'akve v'loy taref. You wouldn't be able to collect with the shtar. So we see, says the Shach, that a shtar mo'ocher is, even though it's kosher, but you cannot collect with this shtar. Now, based on this Shach, Rab Shmuel, the son of the Noid of Yehuda, paskined a shaila, a situation that came in front of him. What happened? Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Reuven wrote a ksav yad, a shtar ksav yodoy to Shimon, and the ksav yodoy, this shtar, was mo'ocher. For some reason, which Rav Shmuel doesn't say what the reason was, but for some reason that they had, they didn't want that the loan should be known right away, so they put a date in the shtar, now it was Adar, and they wrote Tishrei. The coming Tishrei. So the shtar was a shtar ma'ocher. So Rav Shmuel wants the paskin that until Tishrei, Shimon can't collect back his loan, because the Gemara over here says, na'akve ad-matazim nivoloi taref. This is brought down in the Tshuvas Noyde B'Yehuda, Madura Kama, Cheshemish, but Simen Yud. In Simen Yud Aleph, the Noyde B'Yehuda answers his son and says, no, he's making a mistake. Why? Because in Gantz Shas, the words v'loy tarif always mean from lakuchas. You cannot collect from lakuchas. And Rashi over here says the same thing. Rashi, by us, says, ad-demot is in the loy tarif. Ein yachal litref lakuchas, ala oysen sheyichu mimenu mishesh velech. You cannot collect from lakuchas. Says the Noy de Bihuda, the din by Eshtar Mo'ocher is that you cannot collect from lakuchas. But from the loiva himself, you could collect. You have a shtar. The shtar is a kosher shtar. The only reason why you can't collect from lakuchas is because since the zman in the shtar, is a zman mo'ocher, so therefore there's a mechila on the shibud that the shtar creates on the fields of the lakuchas, and since there's a mechila on that shibud, it's not chal. The shibud's not chal until the zman in the shtar. But from the loiva himself, says the Noid Yehuda, Vadi can collect. What's the nafkamina between the loiva and the lakuchas? Says the Noid Yehuda Pashit. The loiva is chayiv to pay regardless if there's a shtar or not. Even a milval peh, the loiva is mechayiv to pay. So even if the shtar is a shtar mo'ocher, but that has nothing to do with the loan itself. The loan is not mo'ocher. The loan he's mechayiv to pay right away. The shtar is not creating the chayiv to pay. The loan creates the chayiv to pay. Masha'en came. When it comes to lakuchos, so there, the shtar creates the shibud on the lakuchos. Without the shtar, there's no shibud on the lakuchos. It's only the shtar that creates the shibud on the lakuchos, so it's like a shtar kinyan, or a shtar get, or so, where the shtar is actually creating the chalos itself. So there, it depends on what date is written in the shtar. If the shtar is a shtar mocher, so then it's only, the shibud will only be chal from the date that's in the shtar. Therefore, says the Noy de Bihuda, in the case that Rav Shmuel had, avada the loiva, the mal was able to collect from the loiva. Because even though the shtar is a shtar mo'ocher, but the etzem loiva, the etzem milveh, is not mo'ocher, and therefore we can collect. This is the pashtus of the sugya. But then, the Noy de Bihuda comes and says, Amari de Gezach. He says, Shaloi lahazniach dvarecho hatoivim. In order not to reject outright what you're saying, I want to make a diik in the Gemara, which taka is mashma like you. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Ne'akve admatia zimne v'loy tarif, with a vav. We should hold the shtar until the zman, admatia zimne, v'loy tarif, and we won't collect. Rashi, says the Neidim Yehuda, has a different gerasa. Rashi's gerasa is, va'ad demote zimne loy tarif, without a vav. Says the Neidim Yehuda, l'chayre, Rashi's gerasa shver. What does it say? According to Rashi, va'ad demote zimne loy tarif, until the time of the shtar, we won't collect. What does that mean? We won't collect from the kuchas until the time of the shtar. Frekta Neidim Yehuda, it's not true. Even at the time of the shtar, we won't collect. Even when the date on the shtar matures, we still won't collect from those lakuchas. Why? Because those lakuchas that bought before the zman of the shtar, they're free. There's no shiba. The shiba's not chal until the zman of the shtar. So any lakeach that bought a sada from the loive between the time we saw the shtar and the zman of the shtar is potter, because there was no chalos shibud. The shibud wasn't chal until the zman of the shtar. Only lekuchas that buy after the zman of the shtar, they're meshubud. But anybody who bought before the zman of the shtar is not meshubud. So the lashon of the gemara va'ad demot is in the leitarif is shalei bediktuk, says the Neidim Yehuda, because even after the zman of the shtar, you cannot collect from those lekuchas. Says the Neidim Yehuda, that's why our girsa has the vav. And you read it like this. Na'akve ademata zimnye. That's one thing. First of all, we hold it until we don't collect with the shtar, until the zman of the shtar. And that means even from the loiva himself. V'loi taref means we never collect from the lekuchais that bought before the zman of the shtar. It's not the pshat that we wait till the zman of the shtar and then we collect from the lekuchas. No, the leitarif is a separate statement. There are two statements here. Na'akve ademata zimni is referring to the leiva himself. A shtar mu'uchi, you don't collect even from the leiva because there was a mechila, the malva was meichel the leiva that he doesn't have to pay until the zman of the shtar. Number two, the leitarif, he never collects from the lekuchas because the lekuchas that bought before the zman of the shtar don't have a shibut on their karka. Therefore, says the Neidim Yehuda, the halacha that Rav Shmuel, his son, Paskin, is correct. If the shtar is a shtar mu'ucher, they do not have the ability to, the malva does not have the ability to collect from the leiva, because when he wrote a zman in the shtar that was late, what he was saying to the leiva was, you don't have to pay me until the zman in the shtar. Now, the Gemara asks weiter like this. Maski flor v'achar b'yakov, mimai de l'malchus yivonim meninon, dol melitzias mitzrayim meninon. How do we know that the Sefer was writing the date from Malchus Yovan? Maybe he was writing the date from Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'shafkei l'alfa kama. He didn't write, he left out the first 1,000 years. V'nakti l'alfa basra, and he only wrote the second 1,000 years. V'hayma ochra, and it is a shtar ma'ocha. Rashi explains that Yitzias Mitzrayim was exactly 1,000 years before Malchus Yovan was pashta b'chol ha'olam. So maybe this Sefer was writing the date based on Yitzias Mitzrayim, not based on the Malchus Yavan. If he was writing based on Malchus Yavan, so we understand that he added an extra 6 years, because Malchus Yavan started 6 years before they were Pashta B'chol Ha'olam. But if he was writing from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he just left out the first 1,000 years, so then it is a Shtar Me'ocher, because really, the date in the Shtar is 6 years after today's date. That's the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara answers that Begoyla in Moinen Ela Lamalchi Yavon Bolvad, and Memela we understand that the Sefer was using Malchus Yavon for the date. Now Tosfos, on top of the Amud Dibrei Maschal Safra Dukna, wants to buy from this Gemara a number of halachas. First Tosfos says, Mikan Yesh Lahachshir Shtar Shedolag Boy HaSefer Labrias Olam. The Sefer left out the Brias Olam. Our minik is to write the date from Brias Olam. This and this date, Labrias Ha'olam. And the words Labrias Ha'olam are found in the Shtar. So if the Sefer forgot the words Labrias Ha'olam, he only wrote the number. So Tosfos wants to say that it's kosher. What's the raya? So Tosfos says, Shehare b'yameim hayu kosvin l'malchus yivonim. In those days, the Shtaris, in the Shtar, they would write l'malchus yivonim. This and this date, l'malchus yivonim. V'ha Sefer dolgoi. And the Sefer skipped it. Do you have a kosev v'shtar behed yil l'malchus yivonim? If the Sefer had written l'malchus yivonim, might have a kamar dumal yitzias v'tzrayim meninon. How could Rav Acha bar Yaakov ask dumal yitzias v'tzrayim meninon if it says in the shtar mefurish l'malchus yivonim? So we see, says Tosfos, that hagam, that the minig was to write l'malchus yivonim, obviously this Sefer skipped l'malchus yivonim, and still it was a kosher v'shtar. So Tosfos says, Afkan imdolag lebrius ha'olam, even though he left out the words lebrius ha'olam, kivon she'eino numoinim ata kiyem lebrius ha'olam, since that's all we count, we only count brius ha'olam, from brius ha'olam, ein lochush, there's no chashash. Then Tosfos says another chiddush, va'afilu dolag ho'alofim v'hameos, even if he skipped out the thousands and the hundreds, rak shekosev v'kach leprat, he only wrote the tens and the single digits, it's still kosher. Why, what's the raya? Midakomar basamuch shavke la alpha kama venakte la alpha basra. What was Rabacha by Yaakov's question? Maybe the cipher was counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim. I Yitzias Mitzrayim was 1,000 years before Malchus Yavon. Veshavke la alpha kama, he didn't write in the first 1,000 years venakte alpha basra. So you see, says Tosfos, that even though he skipped the alafim, he skipped those, that 1,000 years, it's still kosher. So who adin, says Tosfos, if the Sofer skipped the thousands and the hundreds, it's kosher as long as he writes the prat, which are the tens and the single digits. Now, the Marcha is Moisif on this Tosfos, and he brings a Maisa. He says like this, Maisa hoya b'ksuba achas, shetoa Sofer, v'kosav shnois alofim v'dileg arbas. Instead of writing arbas alofim, 4,000 years, he just wrote alofim. So the shaila is he's missing the word arbas. So it does is the shtar kosher? Maybe it's a shtar muktam. The shtar says alofim. It doesn't say that it's 4,000 years. B'shalu l'harav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mivina. They asked Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mivina, who's the Arza Rua Madina Shel Ksuba Zu. B'heishiv nira be'enai shak suba ksheira b'di'eved. The ksuba is kosher b'di'eved. The stam alofim mashma shaper dalat alofim. The word alofim taka means 4,000 years. Afal gav the miyut alofim shnayim, even though the word alofim, which is a lashon rabim, the miyut would be two, the smallest amount of alofim would be 2,000 years. Lekalamifsal hoyol v'lekosiv alpayim b'beis yud. Since it says alofim with one yud, it doesn't say alpayim with two yuds. That's a raya, says the Orzarua, that it doesn't mean 2,000. So if it doesn't mean 2,000, so then what does it mean? Mistavra, it means 4,000 because they were in the year 4,000 and something. So Mistavra, the Sefer, when he wrote Alofim, he meant 4,000 years. So the Arzeru was Machshir, this Ksuba B'di'evet. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshen about another Maisa that happened with the Maram Mintz. The Maram Mintz was Machshir a get. He wrote a get, and the get was sent, and the lady was Mugureshes with the get. What was the problem with the get? Is that they wrote the thousands, and they forgot the hundreds, and they wrote the prat. So, Lamashal, if let's say it was 4,902 years, they wrote 4,002. They forgot the 900. They forgot to write the hundreds. They wrote the thousands, and they wrote the prat. So, the Maram Mintz had sent this get. There had been some mistake in the writing of the get and in the reading of the get. They did not pick up this error. And they sent the get, and they were machsher to be megarish with. And then they chapped that the date was wrong. It said 4,002 instead of 4,902. So the date was a muktam, 900 years. So the Maram Mintz wants to be machsher the get. And he writes there in the tshuva to the Trumas Hadeshen that he's afraid that there'll be Rinun Ha'am, meaning that the people will, if they see that he made a mistake with this get, they're going to say that he's not right to write Gittin and all the Gittin apostle that he wrote. So he's looking for the Tzadon to be Machshir the get, and he wants to use this Tosfos as a raya that the get is kosher, since Tosfos says that if the Sefer skipped the thousands and the hundreds and he only wrote the Prat, that's good enough. So who adin, if he wrote the thousands and he skipped the hundreds, that's also good enough. So the Trumas Hadeshen writes back, he says, no, this get is pasul afilu b'di'eved, and it's different than the case in Tosfos. So first he says, this that you're afraid that people are going to talk about you, you have to understand, he says, kol asher b'ma'at dasu b'ina lo yachshev l'shum p'chisus. Anyone who has any sort of understanding or knowledge will know that this is not a p'chisus in you, that you allowed such a get to go through. The lav milsa the tali b'toyis hadas, you didn't make a mistake. El shen izdaka shum satan lefnechem shesas moinechem. There was some ma'isa satan here that closed your eyes and you didn't pick up that there was something missing in the date. Not only that, says the Truma Sedeshin, even if you're machshir to get, it's not going to help you, because the people who are out to get you are going to say, they're going to be maranin, even if you're machshir to get. Because they're going to say, Vaitere, you made a mistake, Lamaisa Giret, you missed the date in the shtar, you missed this fact that the mayos were missing. So first of all, you don't have to be mataritz yourself to these people, and second of all, it's not going to help you to be machshir to get. Says the Truma Sedeshin, then from Tosfos is no raya. In Tosfos, the case is he left out both Alofim and the Meos. So therefore we understand the Sefer was not matriach himself to write the full day. He only wrote the prat because we understand which 1,000 were in and which 100 were in. Now Shenkin, in your case where he wrote the 1,000 and he left out the 100, so now there's a huge mistake in the shtar. The shtar is the get has the wrong date. It says 4,002 instead of 4,902. And the Truma Sedeshin brings a raya from the Smaradchai. What does the Mordechai say, B'shem Dar Zeruah, that since it doesn't say Alpayim, it says only Alofim, so therefore we say it doesn't mean 2,000, it means 4,000. Says the Truma Sedeshin, Hakamon, Diha Yinu L'Choylim L'Farish Alpayim L'Havamachshir. If we would have been able to explain the word to mean 2,000, Alpayim, we would not have been Machshir to get. Afal Gav Al-Karachach Yadinim Yibachutz, Deloy L'Fnei Alpayim Nichtav, even though we understand it wasn't written 2,000 years ago. But the Teretz is the date in the Shtar would say Alpayim, and therefore we would have to understand that to mean the year 2,000. Same to over here, even though we know that this Shtar was not written 900 years ago, but as far as the date that's written in the Shtar, it's Mashma that it was written 900 years ago. And the din is that it's a get muktam, and it's pasul. The Gemara, towards the bottom of the Omid, Umi mukni malka bar malka. Is Malchus Roimi a dynasty? Does one king take over, does the son of the king take over after the king passes away? V'atani Rabbi Yosef, hine kotay nisaticha bagoyim. What does that mean? She'ein meshivin melech ben melech. Bozi atama oid, she'ein lohem l'ksav le'loshen. This pasik is referring to Edoim. It's a pasuk in Sefer Avadia. And Avadia is saying what an Umar Shvela Edom is, that they're not Moishiv Melech Ben Melech, they have no dynasties, and also they don't have a Ksav and a Losh. So the Gemara says, so we see that they don't have Melech Ben Melech. Now, in the Sefer Avad the Brura, he brings down a question from the Chsam Sefer, who asks, what's Pshat, why is this considered a katnus that they don't have Melech Ben Melech? L'chayra, the reason why they made this law was because they only wanted kings that would be roi for malucha. But someone who's not roi for malucha, they don't want him to be a king. So Melech ben Melech is someone that you don't know who's roi le malucha. If there's a dynasty, so then the king, the Melech ben Melech, is someone who may not be roi le malucha, who becomes the king. So the law of L'chair is a good law. So why is it considered a katnas? So the Chassam Sefer answers that Eino Chanami, Be'etzem, the law is a good law, and it's Karav L'das Teirev V'Roi V'Nochim. That taka to make sure that only a king who's Roi L'Kach should become a king. But a Melech Ben Melech may not be Roi L'Kach. However, the reason why this was considered a Katna, says the Chassam Sefer, was because Kachava. They never were able to find the Ben Melech who was Roi to be a Melech. Meaning that the law was set up in order that the only person who becomes a Melech should be Roi L'Melech. If the Ben Melech is Roi L'Melech, they would have appointed him. But it never worked out, because the Ben Melech was never Roi to be a Melech. Why not? Because he grew up in all the luxury of the Malchus, and he got spoiled, and he wasn't Roi to be a Melech. Mashen came by Malchus based David, Kol B'neim Ruim L'Malchus. So that's why Esav Edom is considered a Katan. Hine Katan is Saticha Bagoyim. This is the Chassam Sefer. Now, L'chayra, it's a little shver in the Chassam Sefer from the Gemara Vayta. The Gemara says that Alidei Sheila Mukmi, that even though they're not Mukmi Malka Bar Malka, but Alidei Sheila Mukmi, if the Melech requests, then they will establish the Melech Ben Melech as the king. And the Gemara brings a Maisuk, and Asfiris Bar Antoninus. That Antoninus wanted his son Asfiris to become the king, and the Gemara says that Alidei Sheila Mukmi, they would grant his request if he would ask for it. Now, l'chayra, according to Chassam Sefer, manoshach, if the ben was roi to be a melech, so then he didn't need to ask. They themselves made the law only because the ben melech is most often not roi to be melech. But if Altaka be roi to be melech, then they themselves will be mukmi malka bar malka. And if he wasn't roi to be melech, so then why should Sheila work? L'chayra, the law was put into place in order that to save them from this situation where the Ben Melech is not roi. So now that it's Hagdei Sheila, now they will be masking that he should be a Melech. L'chayra, it's not Pashit, according to Chassam Sefer. I don't understand that Gemara. So l'chayra, the pashim shan in the Gemara of Hine Kotim Esaticha Bagoyim is that when a malucha is not a dynasty, it's a chesaron in the malchus. Malchus is a chshivus. When a uma has a malchus, there they have a chshivus, they have a pshachal, there's a gvisa chalois in their malucha, in their uma. When the malchus is ogeshvacht, when the Roman Senate has power that the Melech doesn't have, so that means the Malchus is not such a Gesund Malchus, it's not such a Bakovadik Malchus. So Mamela is a chesaron for the whole Ummah. So even though it's true that the reason why they made this law was that they shouldn't have someone who's not royal Malchus, but at the end of the day, it's a chesaron in the Malchus. It's a Malchus which is not Shalem. He doesn't have all the power by the Melech. So Mamela it's a chesaron in the Malchus, which is a chesaron in the Ummah. An Ummah that their melech, their leader, doesn't have full power or could be denigrated or whatever it may be, that Ummah is an Ummah Shvela. They don't have a Chashiva Malchus. Now, the Gemara continues, Bozi Atima Oid, She'en Lehem L'Ksav L'Loshen. So Rashi says, Ksav L'Loshen Shal Remiyim Me'i Ummah Acheres Bolohem. It came from other nations, Acherim Tiknu Lehem Kol Sifreim. They don't have any of their own learning, any of their own language. Everything came to them from others. Now Tosfos, the Rimaskel Shein Lahem, asks that L'chayra, Edom wasn't the only one. V'tema, da b'nei Yishmael, b'nei Keturah, v'amun u'moyav, all these nations, sh'amdu achad dar aflogo, ma'ayin b'lehem l'shainim, m'moy m'uma acheres. L'chayra, they also got their lashon from uma acheres. So why are we singling out Edom and Roimi that they are bozim ma'oid? Because their lashon comes from an uma acheres. So Tosfos says, tu mahalcha. Pirish ri, Ksav is loshin chashiv shamalochim mishtamshim by kein chachmas yivonis. What it means, ain lehem ksav le loshin, means they don't have a chashiv ksav or a chashiv loshin. Mashenkin the yivonim and others had a chashiv loshin that the malachim, the kings, and the educated chelik of their kingdom, of their ummah, were able to use. Then Tosu says another mahalach, void ye shloimar ki da'omar bebreishis rabo, de bedar haflogo ola hayom vehitzif harbe mishpachis mayayin umas. There was a major tsunami by the Dor HaFloga, and many of the nations, many of the mishpachas of the world, of the Ayin Umayis, were destroyed. And they were taken over by Yishmael ubnei Keturah. The Ika Lameimah Dechol Hanach Yarshu Lashin Umah V'Umah. The Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Keturah Yarshind a Lashin from an Umah. She'avda, that was destroyed. Avol Remiyim Lamdu L'Shainam U'Umah Acheres. The Remiyim didn't take a Lashin that had been lost due to the fact that a certain ummah had been destroyed, but rather they took an existing ummah's lashon and they made it into their lashon. So that's boziat ma'oy, that they don't have their own lashon, that they yarshin from an ummah that was non-existent anymore. This is the second mahalach in Tosfos. The Chassam Sofer says a different mahalach. He says that every lashon says kol am ksavei ulashoni lefi teva hamedina or lefi mazel v'sar l'mayla. Every nation has a language that fits with its teva, with its sar mil maila, or shneim keachot, or both sayitz teva and sayitz sar mil maila. Ach umazu, this nation, the Romans, they speak Latin, and Latin was made up by ish echad ushmei latinus b'shnashim emhel elef ashlishi himtzi la'atzmei loshin Latin yutes oisies. There was one person who made up the Latin language of 19 letters. So it comes out that the language that the Romans speak does not represent who they are. It's not based on their teva, it's not based on their samar melmaila. It's just a language that was made up by one person. So mele bozi atamoi chelem l'ksav l'loshin means that the ksav l'loshin doesn't represent them. It doesn't fit with them. It's something else, it's just a loshin that they use, but it's not be'etzem their loshin. The Gemara, on the bottom of the Amid, brings a Maisa with Antoninus and Rebbe. Amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe, Be'ina de Yimlech Asvirus Berit Chosi, V'tis Avet Tveria Kalanya. Antoninus wanted to accomplish two things. He wanted to have his son Asvirus become the king after he passes away, and he also wanted that Tveria should be parted from taxes. Rashi says, Bas Chayren Shalei Titein Mas L'Olam. Tveria shouldn't have to pay taxes, mishum d'isper rabbonon, because Tveria had many yeshivas, it was full of rabbonon, and Antoninus wanted to pater them from taxes. The problem was, so Antonina says to Rebbe, I can't do more than one thing. If I ask, they'll give me one, they'll fulfill one request, but they won't fulfill two requests. So Rebbe was meramist him the answer that he should make Asvirus the king, and he should tell Asvirus to pater the people of Tveria from paying taxes. In the Sefer Avodah Berura, he brings down from Chuvas Ridbaz in Siman Tes Zayin that someone asked him the following shaila. In America, it was famous that every base knesses, every shul had a pushka for a Meir Bala Nes. So someone came along and wanted to institute that in the shuls they should put a pushka that should collect money for the local Talmud Torah. So the shaila was, by putting a pushka for the local Talmud Torah, they're being mafsid the Cooper of Meir Bala Nes, which was Faniye Eretz Yisrael. So who said they had the right to do that? So the Ritbaz answers that he holds it's mutter. Why? Even if it's taka chash that there'll be a hefsid for the Faniye Eretz Yisrael, he says mikol makom mutter. The hoyodu alanu shebedar ha'acher b'medina hazois, in this dar in America you call him reform. Kikol hana'arim me'uravim imyaldei nechar. All the Jewish children are mixed together with the Goyish children. They only know how to speak English. So in a couple of years, there'll be no Frumkeit left. So says the Ritbaz, the Rebazoi, it's mutter to be miyasid, a kupa, for the local Talmud Torah, because if you have a local Talmud Torah, then you'll have from a Yidden. And if you have from a Yidden, they will give to Rebbe Balanes. If you don't have a kupa for the local Talmud Torah, so after a couple of years, there won't be any more from Yidden, so no one's going to give to the kupa of Rav Meir Bala Nes. So since, in the long run, it pays for, even for the kupa of Rav Meir Bala Nes, that there should be a kupa for the local Talmud Torah, because that will ensure the long-term tzedakis to Rav Meir Bala Nes, memela, it's mutter to put in these pushkins. And he brings a raya from our sugya. We see that Rebbe gave an etzah to Antoninus to be Mekayim both, that Asvirus should be the king, and that Tveria should have a long-term tax relief, that when Asvirus comes into power, he should pater Tveria from taxes. So too over here, we do one etzah that's Mekayim both. We put in pushkis to the local Talmud Torah, so that helps the local Talmud Torah, and it also helps the Aniyim, of Rav Meir Bala Nes, the Ani Eretz Yisrael, it also helps them in the long run as well. The Gemara, Amud Beis, brings a Maisa. Havalei b'hahu brata. Antoninus had a daughter, Dushma Gira, ka'av the Yisura. She was Mazana. Shadalei Gargira. So he sent to Rebbe a Gargira. Rashi says that the Gargira was a Remez, that Gira was Mazana. They had to do this b'Remez, because like the Gemara said before, that Rebbe was Choshid, that the Chashuvei Roimi would be Matzair him. So Rebbe sent back, Shadalei Kuzbarta. Rashi says, Kuzbarta, Kaloimar Shchoit Habas, Kois Brata Shtei Milos. Kuzbarta is a remez that he should kill Gira, because since she was over in Isser, so Melish is Chayiv Misa. So Antonina sent back to Rebbe, Shola Shadalei Crazy. Rashi learned Shadalei Crazy because what Antonina meant to say was, Imkein Yikare Zari, then I will be killing out all my descendants. So the Gemara says, Vayta Shalach Lei Chosa. So Rebbe sent back a Chosa. Rashi learns Kalei Mechus Allah. So according to Rashi, Gira was Mezana. Antoninus wanted to know what to do with her. Rebbe said he should kill her. And then when Antoninus said that he would end up killing out all his descendants, so Rebbe said, no, you could have Rachmanus on her. So Tosfos asks Akasha, Lepirish HaKuntris Kasha Ma'ola B'daita Shal Rebbe B'tchila Loimar Shiyish Chatena. Why did Rebbe first say that he should shecht her? Now the girsa that we have in Tosfos is not so clear, but the girsa in Tosfos in Dein Yankiv is clearer. Tosfos says the lashon there is Kashal Pirush Rashi Lama Amalei Laharga Haloi Loi Hoisa Chayeves Misa. Gira was not Chayev Misa Kilufum Rihata Nirusha Hoisa Pnuya. It appears that she was a Pnuya. She was a Pnuya Shazinsa, which is not Chayev Misa. Only Eishes Shazinsa is Chayev Misa. So why would Rebbe say to kill her? That's the lashon of Tosfos in the Ein Yankiv. Why does Tosfos assume that she was a Pnuya? L'chayra, the reason for Tosfos' assumption was the fact that Rebbe was Chozer. If she was an Eishes Ish, Rebbe would never have been chayzer. The din is she's taka chayim nisa. How could Rebbe say chusalo? So Elamai, the reason why Rebbe said chusalo was because she was only a penuya. So frek toisus oibazoi. What was Rebbe's havamina that he should kill her? Why should he kill her if she's not chayim nisa? Another question Toisus is, because va'oid kosha, Toisus in argir, so shalom b'soiv chosabe Rebbe me atzmoi. That Rebbe was chayzer on his own. Which is a little bit of a question. What does Tais mean me'atzmi? Rebbe was not chayza me'atzmi. Rebbe was only chayza because Antonina sent him this message that he was afraid that he was going to destroy all his descendants. So again, the lashon of the Taisvis in the Ein Yankov is different. The lashon over there is va'oid kasha sherebbe chayza by midvarov. Rebbe was chayza from what he paskin. Which means l'cher m'manav shach. If Rebbe held she was chayiv misa, so einoch anami will be yikar zara, but she's chayiv misa. If he didn't hold she's chayiv misa, so why did he say that metchila? Those are l'cher the two questions of Tosfos. So in the Sefer Ein Yitzchak, which is a pirush on the Ein Yankif and some of the older defusim, Ein Yitzchak wants to answer that Rashi holds she was an Eishes Ish, which is that he's chaylik on Tosfos. Tosfos learned she was a pnuya. Oibazoi, Rebbe shouldn't have said to kill her. So then Yitzchak says, no, Rashi holds she was an Eishes Ish. Mela, she was takachayiv misa. Now, what was the shackle of attire? So then why was Rebbe choyzer? L'chayra, just because it'll be Yikari Zari, she's still chayiv misa. So then Yitzchak explains like this. Rebbe in the Havamina thought that Gira was a daughter of Antoninus when Antoninus was a goy. Mela, the din of a ben noyach is that she's chayiv misa, al pi eid echor, and even al pi karev. Oibazoi, she's takachayiv misa. And Antonina sent back, no, Yikar Zari, which means she's my descendant. Which means that she was born after I became a Yid. Tosfos Vayta says that Antoninus was Mol, and was Mol Atzmoy, and he was Nizgayer. So once he became a Yid, if Giru was born after that, then she would only be Chayiv Misa if they were Toedim and Asra. Oibazoi said that's the Rebbe sent back, Chusalo, you don't have to kill her. This is the pshat that Ein Yitzchak says to Fan Firash. Lamaisa, the Lashna Gemara L'Chayr is not mashma like that, because it says, the Gemara says that he sent, that the Antonina sent Rebbe crazy, Yikari Zari. L'Chayr, that wasn't the point. The point was not Yikari Zari. The point is Zari. The point is that she was born, that she's Miyuchas after me, which means that I'm a Yid and she's a Yidna. Because by a Goy, it's only Ben Achabet. So if we're saying that Gira was Meyuchas to Antoninus, that means that Antoninus gave was Meiled her after he became a Yid. But that's not the Lashon, that's not what Antoninus sent. Antoninus sent a crazy, which is Yikari Zari, which is the word Yikari, so L'chayr, that was the word. And not just that she was Zari. So L'chayr, the Lashon of the Gemara is mashma a little bit of a different shot according to Rashi. That Be'etzim Taka like the Ein Yitzchak, that she was an Eishes Ish, Mela she was Chayiv Misa, and that's why Rebbe sent Mitchila Kuzbarta, that she's Chayiv Misa, Shchoit Habas. The Shakal V'tayi between Rebbe and Antoninus was, is that Enoch Anami, she's Chayiv Misa, but who said that Antoninus is Mechuyiv to kill her? Maybe it's a din in Bezdin, Bezdin's Mechuyiv to kill the daughter, is he Mechuyiv to kill the daughter, Lav Dafka? So Mela first, he asked what the din was, what the halacha is, so Rebbe said the halacha, she's Chayiv Misa. Now Shaila is, should Antoninus kill her? Because Lamaisa, it's Yikari Zari, says Rebbe answered him, you're not Mechuyiv to kill her. She's Chayiv Misa, but Bezdin is Mechuyiv to give her Misa, not you. So if you don't want to kill her, you're not Mechuyiv to kill her. The Gemara says, Havaleahi Nikrasa, the Havaila Mibese, Lebeis Rebbe, Kol Yoima. Antoninus had a tunnel that he would use to go from his house to Rebbe's house every day. Have a maisi trey avdi. He would bring with him two avodim, two servants. Chad katle abova de be Rebbe. One he would kill at the entranceway to Rebbe's house. Chad katle abova de beis. And one he would kill on his way back when he was at the entrance of his own house. The Alshich, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, explains that the Antoninus' house was near Tzipori, was near Tzfas. Even though his main palace was in Rome, but he used to travel. And when he traveled in the Middle East, he would stay in a city called Roimi, which was in Eretz Yisrael near Tzfas. And there was this tunnel that extended from Tveria to this city, and that's the tunnel that the Gemara here is referring to. Al Kolponim, the Gemara says that Antoninus always took with him two avodim, And the question is, why did he take two avodim? So the Teres Chaim says, l'chayri, he took two avodim because the Chazal say that an odim choshev is not permitted, an odim choshev rashay lotzis l'derech, without two avodim to watch over him. This we learn from Avram and Bilam. So therefore, Antoninus took two avodim with him. Teres Chaim asks, but on the way back, l'chayri only had one because he killed one above the Bei Rebbe. So in Avodis Avodim from Shlomo Kluga, he says a number of terutzim. One teretz he says is that Antoninus was only considered an Adam Chashev when he left his own house. There he was a melech. So he was an Adam Chashev. When he came to Rebbe, he had din of a hedyid, because Klapi Rebbe, he wasn't considered an Adam Chashev. Abazai there, on the way back from Rebbe's house to his own house, he didn't need two misharsim. Another teretz he says, he brings Chazal say, lo menim shlu ayholim kinecholim. In Bilam's bracha, the psukim there on Medama oyholim to necholim, and the Chazal say ma necholim malim es ha'odam itum letara, just like a nachal a mikvah is matayer a person, kach beis ha'kneses ubeis ha'medrish ha'odam nichnas mole avoinos v'yotzi mole zchuyos. So to the oyhol, which is the beis ha'kneses and the beis ha'medrish, a person goes in mole avoinos and he comes out mole zchuyos. It also has the same effect on the person of a mikvah. So therefore, says the Shlomo Kluga, on the way from his palace to Rebbe's house, there he needed two people because he was afraid of Aveira Shabiyodai. Mashenkan, on the way back, where he was coming from Rebbe's house, which was a Beis HaMedrash, so there he was Molei Zchuyo, so therefore he didn't need such a strong shmirah, and one was enough. Now, Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Chad asks like this: V'im Taimar v'halo Shvichas Domim hu Misheva Mitzvus. Shvichas Domim is one of the Zayin Mitzvus, and Mimel Antoninus, who was a Goy, L'chayro was not allowed to kill these Avadim. V'afilu Yisrael Aser, Tosfos says, even for Yisrael it's Aser to kill a Goy. So even if we'll say that this incident here happened after Antoninus became a Yid, it's still Aser to kill a Goy. So Tosfos answers, "V'yesh loyma shahayyare pen yodiyu hadover el hasarim v'yugarmin lahargoy." He was afraid that these avadim would tell the sarim, would tell the senators in Rome, and they would kill him because he was visiting with Rebbe, and that would be considered treason. V'amrinon imbo lahargicha hashkim lahargoy. If someone comes to kill you, stand up and kill him first. Now, in Tosfos, we see l'chayre two chidushim. First of all, Tosfos said, shayayare pen yodiyu hadover el hasarim, which means that Antoninus wasn't sure. There are some people who could be trusted not to tell a secret, but he was afraid maybe. So even though it was only a suffik, the din is, habal lahargecho hashkim lahargoy. If a person is misupik that maybe someone is coming to kill him, there's a din of hashkim lahargoy. That's chidush number one. Chiddush number two is that l'chayra, there was no bala hargicha yet. It was only afraid that maybe if he wouldn't kill them, they would go and tell the sarim that he was visiting Rebbe. But there's no bala hargicha. They're not bala hargicha. Right now they're doing nothing. But since it's possible that it'll come to a situation where he'll be bala hargicha, so already now, even before he's bala hargicha, there's a din of hashkim lahargay. This is what Tosfos, l'chayra, two chidushim we see in Tosfos. Another Teres Tosfos says, Oyde Shleimar, Shahia Beirer HaMinim VaHamaseiris, which means he picked out the Minim and the Moserim. These are people who are Takachayiv Misa, and therefore it was okay to kill them. Those are the two Teretzim in Tosfos. So Shleimar Kluga and Avodas Avoda wants to be Toila, these two Teretzim in Tosfos, in the Machloikus Rishonim that the Ran brings down in paragraph Eloza de Mila. The case that the Ran is discussing is that the chamin, the hot water that they had prepared to wash the tinoik after the mila, had spilled on Shabbos. So now, if the chamin had spilled after the mila, so then it's pashit. You could heat up new water because bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. You have to wash the child after the mila, and it's bikuach nefesh. So bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. So if the water spilled after the mila, it's pashit that you could heat up the water. The shail is what happens if it's spilled before the mila. Do we say that Ibazoi we can't do the mila because heating up water is not Deicha Shabbos. It's only Machshire Mila. And Machshire Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. So we can't heat up the water. And since we can't heat up the water, we can't mal the kid because it'll be pekuach nefesh to mal the kid without hot water. Or do we say no? The milah we're gonna do because the milah is deicha Shabbos. There's no, we're not doing any machshirim. So the milah we could do because the milah is deicha Shabbos. After the milah it'll be pekuach nefesh, and we'll taka have to heat up hot water for the child in a chanami. So then pekuach nefesh will be deicha Shabbos. Do you go basa hashta, which is right now? There's a chiyuv to do the milah, and milah is deicha Shabbos. So do you go basa the future, which is that you're going to have to heat up hot water, and heating up hot water is not deicha Shabbos, it's only machshirei milah, so mamela you can't do it. So the Ram brings a machlokes, the Ramban, and the Baal Hamor, the Rashba. The Ramban holds ein lemitzvah el shaita, which means right now you're mechuyev to do milah, milah is deicha Shabbos, we do the milah, and then later we heat up water for the kid, because it's bikuach nefesh, is deicha Shabbos, shita saran. Shita's Baal Hamor, and the Rashba is that no. We have to cheshbin that machshira meal is not deicha Shabbos. So in Mele, eno chanami, the meal is deicha Shabbos, but we can't do the meal because we don't have hot water. We can't put ourselves into a matzah that bekuach nefesh will be mechayev us to heat up the water, since right now there's no bekuach nefesh, and right now machshira meal is not deicha Shabbos. So in Mele, the din is that you can't maul the kid. This is the machlokes rishayna. Says Reb Shlomo Kluge that the two terutzim and toisvis are going to depend on these two shitas rishayna. Am I allowed to do something now, a mitzvah now, even though I'm going to have to do something usher later or not? If you say that be'etzim, I could do the milah now and heat up the water later, I'll speak koach nefesh, then who had been over here? Antoninus was allowed to take the two people with him now, because that was the mitzvah. He was an Adam Choshev, and he needed to take two people with him. He's going to have to kill them? Okay, then I'll have to kill them. So even though he knew mitchila that he was going to have to kill them, and maybe l'chayra oibazoi, he shouldn't have taken these people with him, so he shouldn't have to kill them. It shouldn't come to a matziv of abar l'hargach hashkem l'hargoi. No, l'maisi is allowed to do the mitzvah now. The mitzvah is that he shouldn't go yechidi. He should bring people with him. So he did the mitzvah now. He's going to have to do something which is aser. That will be later. I'll speak kuach nefashis abar l'hargach hashkem l'hargoi. The second teretz holds no. That avada, that would be also to do. If you know you're going to have to kill them, al sabal laharga chal hashkim laharga, so don't get yourself into that matzah metchila. Behoilach yichidi. So the teretz is no. What he did was, he picked people who already chayim misa. So be'etzem, there was no issa to kill them. So memeli is not doing anything also. This is how Rav Shlomo Kluge wants to explain the two terutzim, the machlekes between the two terutzim and toisvus. L'maisa, it's not so poshit. Because in that machlokes rishayim there between the Ramban and the Baal Hamor wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah in Masechta Beya that Beis Amar Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, one is not permitted to shecht on Yom Tif unless he has ofar muchan, unless he has dirt to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisei adam. Why? Because if he doesn't have the dirt, he's going to have to dig up the dirt, and he's going to be over there for a chayfer on Yom Tif. So therefore, he shouldn't shecht unless he has afar muchan. Umaydim shim shachat. If he did shecht, shiachba bedeker v'yichasa. Why? Because since he shechted, now there's a mitzvah say he's chayiv in kisi adam. The mitzvah say of kisi adam is deicher loisa say of chayfer on Yom Tif. So they ask. If you say that first you do the mila because b'shas the mila there's no shail of machshirei mila, it's mila itself which is doicha Shabbos. Afterwards, it's the pikuach nefesh which is being doicha. So that's why it should be mutter. So the frekta balamar hachanami nishchait mipnei simchas yom tif. So be told should be matter a person to shecht als the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tif, uva acher mikan neima she mitzvah kisi u shadeicha. And afterwards, now that he's stuck, so the mitzvah of kisi adam is deicha, the lois asei of Yom Tif. So ela shmami no, the kol she anu yoidim betchilas hadover she yavi l'day isu malacha. If we already know beforehand that we're going to have to come to a maisa isur, deichin is ha mitzvah kdei shalo yavoi besoif l'day kach. So therefore, we're doicha the mitzvah, we don't do the mitzvah, not to force ourselves into a situation, we're gonna have to be over a malacha. This is the Baal Hamor's raya. Now the Ran is matcha the raya. He says, Avol zu shel deker ain't a raya. There's no raya from the case of deker, lefi daiti. She'ein shchita b'yomtiv mitzvah kvua k'mila b'shabbos. There's a difference between shchita on yomtiv and mila on Shabbos. Mila on Shabbos is a mitzvah say to do on Shabbos. So there's a makom to say, since it's mutter to do the mila, so do the mila. I later there'll be pekuach nefesh, that will be doicha. Mashenki, a mitzvah simchas yomtiv is not a mitzvah kvua. If a person already has basar, then he wouldn't have to shecht, so it's not a mitzvah kvua b'dafka to do on yomtiv. So since it's not a mitzvah kavua, so therefore, we taka say that you shouldn't do the mitzvah if you know beforehand that you're going to have to be mechal yomtiv in order to do the kisi adam. So l'chayra, according to this ran, we could dan that maybe in our case it's also not doima. Because this mitzvah of not going yechidi, this mitzvah of taking along two people, could be, doesn't have the chshivus of Milan Shabbos. Maybe this mitzvah is not important enough to put a person in a matzv where he has to go ahead and kill people. It's not doima to Milan Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah say bedafka to do it on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah kvua to do it. Mashenkin, this mitzvah maybe doesn't have it in of a mitzvah kvua. And therefore, he wouldn't be allowed to do the mitzvah and put himself in a matzah where he's going to have to kill people in order to save himself. Now, Tosef's first teretz is that the reason why Antoninus was allowed to kill these goyim was because he was afraid that they would be moidia and abola hargecho hashkim lahargoy. So I saw in the Sefer Beis Shmuel that he asks on Tosef's, l'chayr it is a halacha by a roideif, that if it's yachal lahatzila be'echad me'evarav, the person is mechuyev to do so. If he doesn't have to kill the roidev, if he could just stop him by wounding him in one of his evarim, he's mechuyev to do that. So the question that he asks on Taisus is, why did he have to kill the goyim for these avadim? L'chayra, all he needed to do was to be matzel in one of the evarim to make it that they couldn't tell. They couldn't say anything. He could be kairis l'shainam, he could cut out their tongues, or he could do something else to them that would make them unable to say anything. This is his question. So the Beis Shmuel wants to bring a raya from this Tosfos to the sheet of the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Ches, Hilchas Chayv L'Masik, that the Mishnah Lamelech says that this that we have a halacha, that Yochel Atzila Bechad Me'evarov, is only by someone else. If someone is watching how a Roidif is chasing a Nirdof, and it's Yochel Atzila Bechad Me'evarov, he shouldn't shoot to kill him. He should only shoot him in one of his Evarim and stop the Roidif from chasing the Nirdif. Mashenkin, the Nirdif himself, doesn't have such a din. The Nirdif has, there's no din of Yachal Atzilo Ibechad Me'evarav by the Nirdif himself. And therefore, over here says the Beis Shmuel, who was the Nirdif Antoninus, who was the Roidif Viz Avodim, so there was no din of Yachal Atzilo Ibechad Me'evarav, merely was allowed to kill them. This is what the Beis Shmuel said. The Beis Shmuel Tain is, however, that the whole sheet of the Mishnah Melech is not Pashit, because the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, when Yoav killed Avner, so the Gemara over there says that Yoav said to Avner, how come you killed Asoel? So Avner answered, Asoel was chasing me, he was a Roidif. So Yoav asked Avner, how come you were not matzel be'echad me'evarav? How come you didn't save yourself by wounding Asoel in one of his Evarim? Why'd you have to kill him for? So Avner answered, because I couldn't be mechaven. He was chasing me, so it was hard for me to figure out exactly how to punct hit him in an Aver that would stop him. I wasn't able to do that. So Avner says back to, so Yoav says back to Avner, you were able to hit him in the Tzela Chamishi, in the place where the Kovid and the Mara Atoli on that spot is what killed him, and you're telling me you couldn't be Mechavin any other place, any other Eber to kill him? This was the conversation between Yoav and Avner that the Gemara brings down. So Bezoi, Tain is the Sefer Beis Shmuel, L'chari, you see Mufurish, that Avner was the Nirdof, and that he had a din of Yochel Atzila Bechel Me'evara, because that was Yoav's Tain to him. So L'chari, the Mishnah Melech is Shver, Bemis Tegili Marsha in Masecht Sanhedrin, Taka is Ma'ir Shail over there. Akoponim, the Beis Shmuel comes out that we have to say that over here, Antoninus had no option. There was no Eitzah. There was nothing he could do. It was not Yochel Atzila Bechel Me'evara. Once the Avodim would see that he's trying to do something to them, they could fight back. Melo, he had to kill them in order to save himself. Now, there was a very unfortunate incident in Eretz Yisrael, a famous incident in 1948, during the War of Independence over there. The Maisa was with Rabbi Arya Levine, that there were 35 soldiers that were killed by the Arabs, and the Arabs, Kedarkam, don't have too much rachmanis, and they mutilated the bodies to the point where they were unable to recognize the soldiers, and therefore they didn't know the names of the kvarim, which names to put on which kever. So they went to Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, who paskin that they should use the Geirul Hagra. And he sent him to Rabbi Arya Levine. And Rabbi Arya Levine first didn't want to do it, but then he was maskim, and Alpi the Geirul Hagra, they were able to identify which soldier was buried in which kever. The first pasuk that they came out with the Geirul Hagra was Lashem Ha'aretz Umloya, and it was spelled in the Chumash Lamed Hei Lashem, which they took as a remez to the Lamed Hei, to the 35 soldiers that had been killed. These soldiers had been sent on a mission from Yerushalayim to Kfar Etzion. They were sent to bring supplies, food and ammunition to the people in this settlement. And on the way, they met, they left a little bit too late at night, and they when it came the morning, by Alei Sashachar, they met two Arab women who had left their homes to go find wood to light a fire for breakfast. And there was a dion if they should kill the Arab women or not, because they were choshed that they would tell the Arabs, and the Arabs would come and try to and kill them. So they decided not to kill these women. And kachava, the women went and told the Arabs that there were 35 Israeli soldiers on the road, and they were surrounded and they were wiped out. They were massacred. And had those soldiers known or acted upon what Tosfos says over here, they would have been saved. Tosfos says over here that when a person is choshed, that someone will tell somebody something which will cause him sakonas nefashis, he's not only allowed to kill them, he's mechuyev to kill them. Haba lahargicha hashkim lahargos. Even though those women were not doing anything, they were simply going out to collect firewood. They were not doing anything that was causing any harm to these soldiers. Afilu hachi, had they acted according to what Tosfos said, they would have been saved. Because since these women were alul, there was a chshad that they were going to go ahead and tell. Memela, they were mechuyev to kill them in order to save themselves. The Gemara, towards the middle of the Amud, says that Antoninus est Rebbe, Omale asino la'alma da'asi. Do I have a chelik in Olam Haba? So Rebbe said, Amalei in? Yes. Amalei v'haksiv lo yihye sarid l'beis Esav. It says there won't be a remnant for Beis Esav. That means that there is no Olam Haba for Bnei Esav. That would be a remnant for them. And it says there won't be any remnants for them. So Rebbe answered, Be'oise maise Esav. That means for those who do the maise of Esav. Be'etzem, Esav can have descendants in Olam Haba. But that's only if they completely give up his Maisim. Anyone who acts, does Maisa Esav, those are the people that won't be a Sarad, there won't be any remnant of them. But you who don't do Maisa Esav, you could end up in Olam Haba. The Sefer Beis Shmuel wants to bring this Gemara, this statement by Rebbe, as a Mekar to a Mechudish de Keshitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet Paskins, that the chiyuv of Mechias Amalek and the din that we have to kill out the Zayin Amimim, the Shiva Amimim, is only if it's Loi Hishlimu. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Abol Shiva Amimim va'Amalek shaloi Hishlimu, that they did not accept our peaceful overtures. So then the din is Ein Manichin Mehem Neshama Shnema Kintasa L'chol Ha'arim So if they were not mashlim, if they did not accept shalom, so then the din is that we wipe them out. How do we know that these psukim are only referring to the Zayin Amimim and Amalek that were lo yishlimu? So the Rambam brings a pasuk, and in the pasuk it's mavur that we sent them divrei shalom. Says the Rambam, mechlal sheshalchu lehem l'shalom v'loy kibul. The din of loy sechai kol neshama and the din of timcha zecher amalek is only because it was loy yishlimu. This is the shitas Rambam. The Ravid says no. Aymer Avram says shibush. This is a mistake. Ela sheyachol loymer hishlimu lekabel hamitzvus. Maybe maybe we could agree with the Rambam if they were mekabel mitzvahs, which means if they became a ger toshav, if they became gerim teshavim and they were mekabel mitzvahs, then maybe we could accept what the Rambam says, that there's no din of loisachai kol neshama and there's no din of timcha zecher amolek. But just plain shalem, but just plain ishlimu, avadir is a chiyuv to kill them now. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam meant what the Ravid says. He says, "Ef shalitain bad rabbeinu v'loimar shebichlal hishlimu hu kabbalah sheva mitzvahs." When the Rambam says hishlimu, he means taka that they makabal sheva mitzvahs, they become ger toshav. Sheim kiblu aleim sheva mitzvahs, says the Kesef Mishnah, if they were makabal sheva mitzvahs, hare yatzu michlal shiva amaminu michlal amolek. They left. They're not considered shiva amamin anymore, and they're not considered amolek anymore. They're like regular goyim that are kosher. Meaning that someone who was from Amalek, or someone who's from the Zayin Amamin, who was mekabel to become a ger toshav, and he's mekabel sheva mitzvahs, he's not an Amaleki anymore. Mimela, there's no din of timcha zecher Amalek. This is how the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, and according to the Kesef Mishnah, there's no machlekas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The emes is that the Taz in Yeridei Simin Beis takes this yisoid even further. The Mechaber Paskins over there in Simin Beis Sif Aleph, Shechitas Oivit Kechov Nevela. A goy who shechts, the Shechit is possible, and the behemoth is a Nevela. And there's a Machlekes Rishonim, how we know this, how we know Shechitas Oivit Kechov is Nevela. So the Rambam says, because of the Pasik, V'kar Lechov V'achalta Mizivchoy. We see that the Torah asked even mizivchay, even though he shechts, you're still not allowed to eat mizivchay. So we see, says the Rambam, that shechitas and nevela. The Rosh is chaylik, and the Rambam, the Rosh says, no, what the Torah over there meant was, you shouldn't eat something that he shechted in his house. You don't know if he did a kasher shechita. Not that if he did a kasher shechita, it's no good. The Rosh says, the pasik, the makar for this din, is a different pasik. V'zavachta v'yochalta, some mishi yeshna mechlal zvicha yeshna mechlal achila. Someone who has a chiyuv to shecht, which is a yid, so then you could eat from his shechita. With someone who's not mechlal v'zavachta, you cannot eat from his shechita. This is machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Taz says that the nafkamina between the tam of the Rambam and the tam of the Rosh will be a ger toshav. A ger toshav is someone who is mekabel zayin mitzvahs, but he's mutter b'achilas nevelas. He's eichel nevelas. He's no chiv shechita. So according to the Rosh, you cannot eat from his shechita. Why? Because v'zavachta v'achalta mishi yeshna bezvicha yeshna b'achila. L'maisa, a ger toshav is not yeshna bezvicha. He has no din to shecht. But according to the Rambam, says the Taz, a ger toshav is yotza mechlal ha'amim. He's not considered a goy anymore. So Mamela, the pasuk of Bekar Lechov Achalta Mizivcha won't apply to him. That's only referring to the Amamim. That's only referring to the goyim. But this Ger Toshav is Yotza Michlal Akum. He's not a goy anymore. He's not a Yisrael either, but he's not a goy. So since he was Yotza Michlal Akum, Mamela, the pasuk of Bekar Lechov Achalta Mizivcha is not applying to him. Oibazoi, it'll be mutter to eat from a shechit of a Ger Toshav. Avad it's also be the Rabbanon, says the Taz, als geder gadru, but midei reis, this will be the nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam. According to the Rosh, shechitas ger toshav is aser, is nevela. According to the Rambam, shechitas ger toshav is mutter. So the Taz is taking this yisoid even further, which means the Kesef Mishnah says that a ger toshav loses the shem of the Ummah that he came from. He's not an Amaleki anymore, he's not Shiva Amim anymore, he's a regular Ben Noyach. But he doesn't have the din of the Ummah. He has separated himself from the nation that he was born into. The Taz is saying even further, he's separated himself from the nations entirely. He's not a goy anymore. He's not a yid, but he's not a goy. He's somewhere in the middle. Al-Kolponim, in the Sefer Be'Shmuel, he wants to bring a raya to the Shita Sarambam from our Gemara. The Gemara says it's only Ba'isam Aisa Esav. Now we know Amalek is from Esav. So we see that the only time a person has a din of a ben Esav, of an Amaleki or a ben Esav, is only if he's Oysa Maisa Esav. If he's not Oysa Maisa Esav, then he doesn't have a din of an Amaleki. This is what he says. Lamaisa, L'chayra Araya, it's not, because the din Amalek is not a din als base Esav. We have a Araya of our Gemara saying clearly that base Esav is only if a person's Oysa Maisa Esav. But Amalek, the din of Timche Zecher Amalek, maybe is not Dafka Tali in the din of Beis Esav. It could be two separate dinim. Al Kolponim, Lamaisa, the Gemara does say clearly here that for the din of Beis Esav, it would only be Ba'osa Maisa Esav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Kleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.